The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Pat Smullen passed away yesterday at the age of 43. Joining us now to talk and reflect on his career, we have Johnny Ward, and I'm delighted to say we also have Johnny Murtagh with us. Johnny Murtagh, if I might start with you, you would have been up against Pat Smullen at various stages in his career. Obviously, it's a tragedy for his family. Can you talk to us a little bit about just how amazing a talent Pat Smullen was, please?
Yeah, listen, it's very sad here this morning. I think the racing world, you know, not just in Ireland, Europe, the world have mourned, you know, a true legend. Champion jockey 9 times in Ireland. You know, when he was coming up, I was kind of at the top, so we didn't always see eye to eye. I went to England, I came back, he was at the top. We definitely didn't see eye to eye. But, you know, a brilliant, brilliant jockey. A great man, and everybody, you can see by the reaction, everybody that met Pat Smullen has nothing but good words to say about him, because that's the kind of guy he was. Fierce competitor, mentally very strong, physically strong. You couldn't intimidate him, you couldn't bully him. You just knew that there was going to be no gimmies when you met Pat head-to-head in a finish. And I think he drove me on, he made me better. But, like as I said, for the racing world, a very, very sad occasion. And you know, I feel very, you know, great sadness this morning.
That quality of rider that he was, and you know, because obviously it's an incredibly competitive industry here in Ireland. We're constantly told that we produce some of the best horse people in the world. The jockeys are at the very top of that tree, and to be at the top of the tree in Ireland suggests that there was a talent there as well as the competitive streak.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you could see him coming along. He was champion apprentice. He was second jockey to John Ox. He was first jockey to Dermot Wells. So the talent was always there. Everybody seen it from a young age. You know, but then he had to improve himself, which he did. Every year he seemed to get better. His confidence was sky high there in the end. And, yeah, you know, he had the talent, but he had the work ethic to go with it. He worked very hard. He knew he had to work on it to stay ahead of the game. And he was the man in the weigh room, you know, in the end, that everybody wanted to be like. Everybody wanted to be like Pat Smullen, because, you know, what you got was what you seen. It was just, he was the main man.
Johnny Ward, we speak about it every Friday, about how there's that great generation of national hunt jockeys, and nothing came along underneath them in flat. It wasn't a million miles away in terms of the quality of jockeys that were there. Like, as Johnny Murtagh just said, he was there, Mick Canaan was there before that as well. To come up in their wake and to establish yourself at the level that Pat Smullen did suggested that there's a steeliness in the character there as well.
Yeah, one of his main attributes, definitely that steeliness. I suppose in terms of, you know, absolutely natural riders, maybe Smullen would say that Smullen might have said himself that he maybe was a little bit behind the likes of Michael Canaan. And when you look at the golden generation, and Johnny has gone on to be a trainer now, but, you know, when Johnny can reflect on the fact that he rode with Richard Hughes and Michael Canaan, Kieran Fallon and Pat Smullen, to name but a few in that era alone of Irish riders, you're talking about a real, you know, the creme de la creme in terms of many, many generations. And Smullen, you know, I think as a rider, he probably improved with experience to the extent that by the time that he was cruelly taken away from the game of riding and had to retire, I think he was essentially, you know, one of the best riders in the world without a shadow of a doubt. And it was very hard to pick flaws in his riding ability. And from the front, I thought he was probably, you know, Colin Keane has maybe taken over the mantle as, you know, a front-running rider who's just never seems to get it wrong. But Smullen was amazingly good at that. He rode for Dermot Weld, and they had a great relationship of understanding of each other, I think. They definitely kind of bounced off each other well. And Smullen probably maybe didn't ride in as many top-class races over the course of his career as befitted his talents, because he didn't have the job, we'll say, didn't have the job that Johnny would have had in Ballydoyle or that you know, others would have had in Ballydoyle, but he was more than capable of that. And I love the fact that Johnny reflects on the fact that they didn't get on, because just because someone passed away doesn't mean that you don't reflect on the fact that these were people who had their moments, because they were utterly dedicated. And one of the things that I found most illuminating about Pat in terms of what he spoke about in his illness was the fact that he did not give his family as much attention as he would have liked to, because he was so single-minded about riding. And he said, one of the things that this has given me, this illness, is the fact that it's given me a sense of perspective in terms of my family. And one of the reasons Pat was so good as a rider was because he was utterly dedicated, and that was one of the reasons he was top class, and that was one of the reasons why he won as many races as he did at all levels.
Yeah, Johnny Marta, I think it's important that, like, we reflect on the quality of the races that he won and the quality of the horses that he was on and the career that he had. But it's also how public his battle with cancer was. And, you know, no one is forced to go out and raise money for cancer research. And I'm sure it must have been incredibly difficult for him to talk publicly about that and to be a public face for that. But to have the strength to be able to do that and then to carry so many people with you is, I think, again, a testimony to the man. That's the other side of this as well, is that, like, I'm sure everybody came up and had their own battles in a competitive sport. You have to, because it's cutthroat. But at the same time, people rallied round in the Curragh that day. And that's kind of one of those abiding memories from Irish racing and Irish sport over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, we seen that every day with him. I know the racing community and the racing people would have seen that every day with him. But I think when he started that fundraising, I think outside the racing, you know, that all the other people around the world got to see the other side of Pat Smullen, that still, that steely determination. Listen, when he got diagnosed first, it was not a good outcome. You know, we knew it was not going to be a good outcome, but he went through the treatment, and I genuinely thought this guy is going to pull through. You know, this is not going to beat this guy. It's just another hurdle that's coming his way. He's going to overcome it. I met him at a couple of functions, you know, in the last 2 years, he seemed in great form. All was very positive. All was very positive. His mind was always very positive. And then to go and do the fundraising, to start, you know, to create the race that brought together all the champions from all over, Mackay, Walsh, Charlie Swan, Paul Carberry. You know, no one else would have done that, only for Pat Smullen. You wouldn't have done it for anybody else. So I think that's what he had. He had that. And listen, I thought, listen, he's going to come through. He's going to come through. But, you know, it was only last week speaking to Kevin O'Ryan when I said, oh, how is Pat? Just by his reaction, I got the feeling that all was not well, you know. But it's a hammer blow. But I think everybody outside racing got to see the human being he was, the man he was. They got a feel for him. And as I said, you couldn't but just love the guy. You know, as I said, I had those great battles with him. We were head-to-head on many occasions. But deep down, I really loved the guy.
I suspect, Johnny, you respect somebody more if they're coming at you and not backing down.
Oh, well, listen, that's what you expect. You know, you to be the best, you need to compete against the best and beat the best. And that's what I felt I did every day of the week, because there was no off day with Pat. Like, there was no Monday in Roscommon. There was no Friday in Dundalk. There was no Saturday at the Curragh. There was no day he was on a... He was never on a bad day. He turned up the same every day. He turned up the same weight. He turned up ready for action. And you just... You knew what was ahead of you. There was... You knew... It's going to be tough here today.
Johnny Ward, one of the things about the flat horses, as we again talk about every Friday and Friday Night Racing, is that they're harder for people to follow over the long term. Obviously, you don't have a 5 or 6 or 7 year career backing these horses generally the way you do with the National Hunt horses. So, and sometimes the importance of the jockey's relationship with a specific horse is actually more important, because there's such a shorter relationship, and we don't kind of come to associate the way you would do with the National Hunt horses, Ruby or Barry Geraghty, and specific horses. What were the horses that Pat Smullen, that people are going to remember him for?
Yeah, I guess it'll chiefly be Harzand and, you know, winning the Derby for Dermot Wells, you know, at that stage of Pat's career where I suppose he probably suspected it might be beyond him. You know, Dermot Well wouldn't, you know, be expected to have lively contenders for Epsom sort of that much, really. And Pat took to get a ride on Harzand, who, if a lot of us who were into the game will remember, obviously, that Harzand was an extremely doubtful runner on the day of the race. He got some sort of little issue with his foot that they had to deal with, and it was really a race against time. I suppose for me, the two horses I'd remember him most would be probably him and Grey Swallow. And Grey Swallow winning the Irish Derby, you know, it was a really special, you know, victory for the Well family. He'd obviously have ridden lots of very good horses down the year, the likes of Vinnie Rowe as well, you know, Go and Go, and Well would have had a lot of top class horses that Pat would have ridden. You know, in terms of, I suppose, his Irish achievements, you'd look at obviously champion titles, but you'd look at his record around Galway for Dermot Weld. And Harzand, probably, as much as it was late in his career, I think that's probably the most fitting tribute to him, and probably the one that gave him, you know, the most satisfaction. And Pat Healy, the photographer who was so brilliant on Friday Night Racing when we had him on there in the last year, whenever it was, he had a lovely tweet last night about how he was getting the same taxi home to the airport after the Derby with Harzand, and he was a little bit concerned. He said, "Pat, we're going to struggle to make this flight." And I think Pat said something like, "Pat, I'd absolutely float home today. Don't worry about that." That's how much the Derby meant to him. I think we forget that sometimes. It's a horse race, but this is the top. It's like a manager winning, you know, the league or winning the cup final or winning the World Cup. And it was sad that Harzand would be one of his last big winners. And, you know, One of the things as well about Pat, you could say a million things that would really, you know, you'd admire, was he was a long, long time retiring. When you get diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and you're a jockey at any level, I imagine, you know, you got to be told that's it. But Pat didn't retire for quite some time, and that's just a measure of the man. He wanted to go out only when he was actually forced and compelled to, because that was the competitor he was. And what he did afterwards in terms of the year and a half that he was out of the saddle was, I don't think, will ever be topped by any jockey in terms of just making you appreciate life. And anyone who, you know, would have spoken to Pat over the last year and a half, just remember that your problems are little ones. And you know, it's very easy to say, oh, you know, we lose perspective and all that. And it's a bit of a cliche. But with Pat Smullen, that I felt that very, very deeply any time I spoke to him or texted him and got a positive response. The last text I sent him, he texted me back asking me or wishing me well, hoping that I was well. And it just, your heart melts in moments like that. And a fellow who's terminally ill is asking you how you are. And, you know, he was a special, special person.
Yeah, Johnny Murtagh, I think that kind of sums it up in many respects. It's a legacy on the track, the Derby win in 2016, but it's also a legacy off the track.
It's probably his legacy off the track. That's what everybody's seen. As I said, we've seen that every day, so it's easy for us. But I think everybody's seen the man he was outside the track. And just going on what Johnny says, we had a big winner on Saturday. On Saturday. And one of the first texts I got through was, "Well done, a great win, Pat Smullen." So, you know, but he was class right up to the end.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.